Gimel Ksuvos Chof Al Shvat Hei Tov Shem Membeis,
where she admits, she says, true, Ja, weil Pesach, das war nicht so so. Gott, die war ne Nasti, oh, so wie sie, keine Magdusche. So where did we see the Rosh Hashanah that in that case she's not the man? There is nothing in the Rosh Hashanah that tends to be here. So the Hashanah says on the contrary, that the Shia Sarambam is like Moses. Right. Whatever the Shia Sarambam means, is not the way. But we make a big difference because there is such a Shia Sarambam. Now, so, last time I discussed it, I don't know whether I pointed out maybe a sentence that I didn't make it clear. But I said at first that there is my greatest Rishenim as to whether the Aluche, I mean, what's the pshat in the Rishenim who say that she's not the Nas? We should say, if she says the Nas, so we should say, so why do some Rishenim say that even if she says the Nas, and she's the Enes in Tanis Bore, and the Baal is not the Enes in Tanis Bore, so she's not the Manes, she's still a soul by Yisrael. If she says Zonisi, Kedemak Yishno by Yisrael, she keep your beer pushing Christmas Yishon in Rechot, and she says the Nasi. So, some of the shame is saying that she's not the Manes. Why? Why isn't she the Manes? She should have the Manes. The answer is because of the Yom HaShemel, but not Krishna. Now, there is a machlek of the shame, as whether we say in Yom HaShemel, but Krishna, if it's not his Hadisho. So, Avraham says in the Chubes, that stone that you saw is in the Moin Gittin, to have the Moshe Be'alma, as it appears in our text, or they have the Moshe Be'alma. So, if we are Gerenis, have the Moshe Be'alma, so that means, Abu Hoche is having the Surah Be'ish Shish, have the Moshe Be'alma, so that works, when we say the Moshe Be'alma, is it called Mishnayim, if it is Hazik Yisrael. But if it's not Hazik Yisrael, but then the Ram's will say, is way out of the Ram. So Rav Shmuel says that the Ram Lishitose in Gittin, we got the Poem of the Shmuch Etzim, Kadish Uish, or Meis, so also the Chol HaMesh Shebeiron, lest she is one of the cravings of that woman, the Shmuch was Mekadish or the Mishalach. So the Ramban says, let's say Yudha Mishalach wants to marry Leah, and then the Shire is not, maybe Leah happens to be the sister or the mother or the daughter of the woman whom the Shliach was Mikadosh. And suppose, so the Ramban says, suppose the sister and the mother and the daughter, all the Sheish babies, come to Bezdin and they say, no, we are not. Our sister, my daughter, or my mother was not, so in other words, that she was not miscarriage, so then the Ramban says he's allowed to marry Leah. If the mother and the sister and the daughter come to Bezdin and they say that they were not miscarriage. And the Ram is Mazik. Why? Because in Babash Lao was Mishnah. So that's the Ram that she does it. Then Ram Kriya says that the Ram in Gdushi is he says that himself. But so there is a machlokeshim. So the mele, according to the Rishayim, that in Dovah Shavuah Parshas Mishnah is only shayach when it is chazik isurei, so we can understand Rabbi Yehuda and Tisus and Rashba and Ramban and the Ritvon and the Ran as to why they say that if the Ishe says Nenasti or she says Zomisi Kedem Agdushi, so she's Nemesh. In Dovah Shavuah Parshas Mishnah, so some Rishayim achere. Why? So we have to explain it, because in Dovah Shebe'al, Bopotet Mishnayim. So the question is, so why do all these Rishayim say that she is Nemenes? So according to the Rishayim, that we say in Dovah Shebe'al, Bopotet Mishnayim, only when it's Yishazek Yisurei, but here it's not Yishazek Yisurei. So Memele, she's Nemenes. How about the other Rishayim, who say like the Ram in Gittin, that in Dovah Shebe'al, Bopotet Mishnayim applies even to the case, applies even to a case where it's not his Chazek Yisrael? So why do they say that if the Isha says Nenasti or Zonisi Kedem Agdushin, she is Nemeres? So then I mentioned what the Sheikh Maitze says in explaining the Chumas Maimoni, let's say the case where Ruben appointed Shimon as his Shliach to be Mikadosh, let's say Rochel, and then another city, and then he gave her a Ksavah Shoye, And then he came to the other, to the basement of the other city, and in the basement of the other city he saw the Xavashoye, and he said, all right, you can be Mikadish Rocho for Ruben. And then he was Mikadish Rocho in the presence of Eidim, and the Eidim say that instead of saying Hareyat Mikudeshes, Hareyat At Roche Mikudeshes, Rimshal Chi Ruben, so he said, Hareyat Mikudeshes Li. And he says, absentmindedly he said Li. But he didn't mean to be Mikadish for himself. So the question is, does Rochel require a get from the Shriyat? Because the Eidim testified that they heard how he said, Hariyat Mikadesh asleep, so, and no one contests it. So, or not. So the Chivis Mameini says, no. So he says that she doesn't require a get. Because, so the Sheshmait said, at first says, so it's Mashma from the Chivis Mameini, that he holds that the Aloha of Indoba Shabel of Ochas Mishnayim applies only to the case of Yitzchak Yisurei. And here it's not Yitzchak Yisurei, because the question is, did she become an Ishishish of the Shliach or not? And he says that it was just a slip of the tongue, and it was a mistake, it's all. And he didn't mean to be Mikadisher for himself. He meant to be Mikadisher for Mishalach, but of course for Mishalach she certainly cannot be Mikadisher, because she heard Lee. She doesn't even know that the Mishalach wants to be Mikadisha. So she certainly could not have become Mikadishes as a result of that push by the Shliach for the Mishalach. And she could be become Mikadishes to the Shliach, because he said Li and she was masking. But he said that he didn't mean it. So the Chivis Mameini says that she doesn't require a get. She doesn't require a get. So doesn't it appear from the Chivis Mameini? That's what the Shmaitze Vov says, that he agrees with the Shite, that when we say Yidom HaShemel HaShemayim, only when it's Yitzchazik Yisurei, but there are so many Rishayim who say that we say Yidom HaShemel HaShemayim, even when it's not Yitzchazik Yisurei, So then the Shmaitze says, no, the Chivis Mameini can agree with the Shite of the Ram Gittin, that in Dovah Shem HaMashnayim applies even when it's not Yitzchak Yisurei. So the male, in the case where, let's say, the mother and the sister and the daughter of Leah, that's the woman whom the Mishalach wants to marry. So if they come and say that they were not miscavenged by the Shliach for the Mishalach, so the Ramban says they are Nemo, and the Ram says they're not Nemo. Not Nemo. Why? Because in Dovah Shem HaMashnayim, because over there is a subject matter of Dovah Shem HaMashnayim. Because we say Chazok HaShliach HaShliach HaShliach, so that means there is a lady X who is an Ishishish, who was miscarriage. The question is, who is that lady X? Bashein came in this case, when the Shliach says, that it was a slip of the tongue. So according to what he says, there is no such subject matter as the Dovash of the Album. So Mimele, everybody agrees that it doesn't require prayer. Now, according to what the Sheikh Shmaitzi says, that in the case where he had got it or being that, so it turns out that there is no such subject matter as Dovash Be'avo, then it doesn't come within the Aloha of Dovash Be'avo. So you can understand all these Rishayim, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritwa, the Ram, Teset, who say that when we say Ba'ish Eskeyem, that she's a Surah, it's one something called Kibur of Yerushim, Kusmaz, Moshon, Mechot, if she says Ba'ish Eskeyem, Nasti or Zonisi, Birotze, Kede Magdushi, or by any particular way, Bishop Pus Magdush and Mechot, she says Nasti, so then she's Nemenes. The question is, but in Dolosh Barak Roshnayim, and many Rishayim say that it applies even to the case where the Tznat is Chazak Yisore, so it should apply here too, but here it's analogous to the case of the Chivis Maimedi. The way, so here the Shekorek Yishmaim say, so it's certainly not the Dovash Be'avo, because according to the Agode of the Shliach, so there is no Dovash Be'avo. Because it was a slip of the tongue, so there is no Dosha Bell. Not like the case of Ha'ema Lishluch and Tzeim Kaddish L'Isha. So then they will say, Chazoka Shmiya Oizesh L'Chusei, so that means there is an Eishish who was Mikedeshes, but we don't know who she is. So then the Ram says, in Dosha Bell Shmai, but here the Shliach says, it was a slip of the tongue. So the Melech, so it eliminates according to the Haggadah of the Shliach, so the whole subject matter of Dosha Bell is eliminated. So here too, according to what the woman says, what is Dosha Bell? So that's a Dosha Bell. But according to what she says, she was Mizane. She was Mizane, Kim Magdushin. So it's not a Dosha Bell. So it's analogous to the case of the Jewish family. Jewish Mamein, or in the case of Chippo Balbi of Dushin Kusmas Dushin Lechot, and she says she is Nenso. So there is no Indian of Dosha Bell. So the Mele, that's why, so we understand this, why so many of the Shem say that if the woman says the Nasti or the Nisi Kedem, Kedem Magdushin, so she's the Nasi. It's not because we feel the Buho. There is no subject matter of Dwan Dosha Bell. Now the question arises, now, it seems from the Sheikh Maitzeh that on this Jewish Maimon everybody agrees. No one is chilek. And it's not mentioned that anyone is chilek on the Jewish Maimon. But here, there are Rishayim, most Rishayim, there are more pastors like these Rishayim. But there are Rishayim who are chilek, and the Kolik Magen Mishneh, that's also Sheikh Rambam. Whether that is Sheikh Rambam or not is not important, but there are Rishayim who are chilek on these Rishayim, and who say that by Eishes Kehen, even if she says, Zonisi Kehen Magdushin, or by Kippur Kol, Vigdushin Kus Magdushin, even if she says Menasti, so she's still a Zohar. But why? Why shouldn't she have the Mones Dovashe Be'alvo? But according to what she says, there is no Ian of Dovashe Be'alvo. Unless we'll say that this is Hashemim Achirik and Chilis Mamei. But no one mentions that anyone is Achirik and Chilis Mamei. I think that the reason is why some Rishayim are chilek, and they say that in the case of Pesach Pesuach Mitzvasi by Isha Skeen, even if the Isha says Zonisi Kedi Magdushi, or in the case of Kippur Bodi Magdushi, Kusam Batzim Ochonim Lechot, even if the Isha says Nenasti, so she's still a Suvor, is not because they hold that it comes within the category of Dovashe Be'alvo and Dovashe Be'alvo Shnayim, even though according to her Agode, according to her Dibur, so there is no such subject matter as Dovashe Be'alvo. That, over the Shem, no one mentions that there is a Shike that is Chilik and the Jewish Manim. But the reason is why some Rishayim say here that she is still a Suor is because here there is a certain, according to these Rishayim, there is a certain rabbinic of her that she is not saying the truth. Because, how is it, if it's true, that she was Nenes, let's say in the case of Kibbu Bo, Leo, Dushin, Kusma, Dunel, or in the case of Eishes Kehen, that she was Mizanet, Kinyam Agdushin, how is it that she didn't tell the husband before the Bilas Mitzvah, only after the Bilas Mitzvah, when he found it out? So then she says, why didn't she say before? So that in itself is a raglayim l'tochah, that she is not telling the truth. So why are the other Rishayim chilek? So the other Rishayim say, no, that's no raya, that's no yichocheh, that she's not telling the truth, because she was ashamed to say it, even though Zonisi came out of Dushin, and even let's say by Kibbul Bo'avir, Dushin Pusim Azdum Shonim Lechot, so she was ashamed to say, Nenasti. She was afraid to say that. So she thought maybe the husband will not notice it, he will not discover it. So Mimele, so it's no Yechot, but the Rishayim Mu'achele, so it's not because, it's not on the basis of Yidomashim Lepar Mishnai. As far as Yidomashim Lepar Mishnai is concerned, so all the Rishayim might agree with what the Sheikh Maitzeh said in the Jewish Maimon, that when can it be considered as a Dovashe Be'alvo if it is a meaning of Dovashe Be'alvo, but it's not this Chazak Yisrael. But if the Dibur, then it's It's not a union of Dovah Shabbal altogether. So Menele doesn't come with the Daloche of the Dovah Shabbal for Mishnai. But here, for a different reason. That's the reason. All right. Now, here in the Gemara, here in the Gemara is the Kashi. The Ketim and Maisi Shahoyo, Mipumalo Yosuo, Hosomen Yasabe. The boy is saying, make it, what the Omar of Shmuel Balachmeni, Omar of Yemesin, or Ayesu, Mohammed Bizdomi, get Christus case of Mishte. You see the Safiho Tifki, the Shomim is our Bosom Tika, my was our Bosom Tika, Tonar of Yese, Dwarma Murod in Beno Beno. So according to the first washing in the Gemara says, Hosomen Yasabe, and we mentioned it last time, so we have a big Kiddush here in the Gemara. That in the case where she was Nemtzah, so she's Muteres the Bible, so not only is she Muteres the Bible, but she's Muteres the Bible. That's a big Kiddush, because one could argue, the Bible, she's Muteres because she was Nemtzah. But the Baal, he was the Manis. So maybe she's a soul. So we see from the first Teretz in Gemara that Hosomim Esav. Now, then, but the question is, the second version of the Gemara says, the boy is saying, make you hold Omar of Shmuel Banachmini, Omar of Yenisi, Korayetzi, Omar of Bizdobi, that is basically each day. So the reason as to why David was allowed to keep Asheva is because she was not Nishishish. The implication being, had she been a Nishishish, he would not be allowed to keep her. But the question is, so, but the Enesabe, so doesn't it appear that the second Lashon is Chilish or the first Lashon? Whereas the first Lashon mentions this Chilish, that in the case of Nishishish and Enso, so since she is Muteres Lebayo, she is Muteres in Lebeyalo, the second Lashon holds no. With Bayo she's Muteres because she's Nenso. But with Bayalo, he's the manis. So she's Asuo. She's Asuo. So I saw someone saying maybe the second Teretz also agrees that where she is Nenso, so then she's Muteres with Bayalo. But the second Teretz assumes that she Basheva was not Nenso. But that we cannot say. That they cannot say, because the Gemara, as I mentioned last time, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Basheva at that time was 8 years old, and there is a lot of Pituk Tano Enesil. So when the Gemara says Enesav, it does not necessarily mean Enes, but it says Enes. I'll believe it was an Enes, because of the lot of Pituk Tano Enesav, and that's a fact. So in the melee, so it's Mashma, that according to the second motion, even though it was definitely an Indian of Enes, because of the dinness of Pituk Tano Enesu, but if she hadn't received the get from Ovio, so then she would be Asur Lidobi. She would be Asur Lidobi. So that means that there is foolishness in the Gemara. And it is because of that that the Shmuel in Sin Yudalev in the Venezia has his topic. In the case of Ishish, Zimso, Beines, so she Muteres Lebayo, so the Bishmuel has a Sofik, Ishi Muteres Lebayo. Why does he have a Sofik? Because it's a machlokes between two Shekhes. So the question is, how do we pass? Now, the second Roshan says that the reason as to why she was Muteres Lebayo is because of the get, but if not for the get, so she would be Asur Lidobi. So in other words, so he has that something, the Bishmuel, how will he pass? All right. Now, the Tesis. Quayetil Mohammed Bishdobi, get Christus case of Mishnah. Pirit the Kuntres, Shim Yomus ben Muhammo, ye get Mishas Xivosi. Because of the Ramatan. The Imkei, my Quayetil, in Loimehane, El Mishay Liboni, the Yesh Liyom, according to Rashi's pshat, it was a get on a t'nai. And what was the t'nai in the case? He dies in the battlefield. So why such a t'nai? So what was the purpose of making such a t'nai? In other words, in order to spare the woman the burden of being skukol yivu lechlitzi. So that motive is only shayach if he has a brother and he has no children. But there were many who were into Mechemes Bisdavid who had children or who didn't have brothers. So as far as these women are concerned, so there was no problem of being skukolim or lechlim. So they should not have given the get, and the Rosh Nagmori is kolay into Mechemes Bisdavid. In other words, without any exception, everyone gave the get. So, if the get was a get on it nine, so then it must have been for the purpose of sparing the woman this problem of skukol yivu lechlitze. So, only those who didn't have children and who had a brother, who are yetzim l'chamid dovid. Why does the Gemara say, kol yetzim l'chamid dovid? Even those who had children and even those who didn't have brothers. Alright. אם כי בכל היצים ובחנו מי שלא יבונן ויש לי יום ואי בכלל מי שאו זה מה ידי ישראל יום אלו מדעים הרבה כשי סוכל דבר וכל המה יתור מי לא מנה הרי זה כי תכמה לי נמאס וכי מה שאני כיסף על מה אבל גב גם המה יאים הרבה שישי זמו או שבת גיבי סעזר אין כי שישי סוכל דבר או כנפוש בגמור את בין המי שאני די לו פירו את ההלי גב המה יאים בואי שיוכל מיד אלו די כשיוכל שואח אז כי ניסוס dein meise bei lob lo maye va un nit la hamise for in a meise ye shani bei lo mi ge so the dude says the thief me gives again and it not me ha ye meise so she only becomes in gerashes 1 hour before he dies but all the time let's say 5 years it can be from the time that he gave the get and he's dead. So, all the 5 years until the last moment, prior to his death, she's considered an Eshishish. Because since he was spared, he may see, so in other words, his kavone was to spare her of the problem of being skuko, liyidmu lechlitze. So his purpose was that at the time when he dies, she should not be his wife. So, his kavone was she should be mugreshes, an hour before he's dead. So the male Basheva was still not Mugoreshes. So how can Gemara say that that's the reason as to why David was allowed to shiva? Chim Ashmi Nisef Tamar Gerom Ayim Avi Shidimu Odu Vod Gemara Ben Mishan Beilo Here Dai Gom Ayim Ushiyo Yad Vaj Shiyo Yad Vaj Shiyo Yad Vaj Shiyo Yad Vaj Shiyo Beilo Lom Ayim Elo Rimut Elah Hamizik Vim Amisiyim Shani Beilo Mige Umiru Yishlechal because here Rashi's Roshni is Shinyom is the Nuchomo Ye get me in Ksivosa. So the Tnai was not Mayim Meisi, but the Tnai was Imeisi. Ye get me in Ksivosa. So me in Ksivosa means the time of the Ksive, when the time of the Nisive. The Ksive and the Nisive take place in the same day. Now, go to Shasimiko Mashiach. Go in here and appeal on my name. Even if we'll say that it's Labdavke that Koyitzim Hamid is loving, so that Nai was in almost with Muhammad, ye get the Yemisim Osir. But that Nai was Nayim Nazi, but the reason is Yesh Yavke, Pirishakun is Labdavke Pirishidion Muhammad, and Loyal Masne, in Loyalism in all Muhammad. So in other words, Vagavrite no kan bitputres in Yomus, Vistam nishin echeza min alchomo, ein echeza, uvi shemez, elo adini nishbo, vi hashto mayin doche, so the name of that answer is the first kasha. The first kasha also. What was the first kasha? Rashi explained that shin Yomus in alchomo, you get mishtar sivosei, so why did everyone who was Yitzel Mechamini Dovi, gave such a get only those who had no children and who had a brother, not anyone who had children or who had no brother, even if he didn't have children. So the answer is, here the Tnai was not, because the purpose was to spare the woman of all kinds of problems. One problem was being skukal in the pizza, but there was another problem. In every war, so a number of soldiers, so they're taken prisoners, and no one knows whether he was killed in the battlefield or he was a prisoner, he's alive. So in the melee, so even those who have children, so the wife remains in agune. So Mele, so the Tnai was not just in Yom Muhammad. In other words, he gave the get that if he will not return from the battlefield, whether he will not return because he will be killed in the battlefield, or he will not return because he will be Nishba Milchama, he will be taken a prisoner. In any event, as long as he will not return from the Milchama, so she should be gracious. So that's why everybody had to give that kind of get. And then, so he says, Vahashde Mayeri, Lochen Shayer. So here, so Mayeri means, Taki Mayeri Mamesh, since the purpose, the motive of the get was to spare them of all kinds of problems, so it would only spare them of all the problems in case he doesn't return from the battlefield, so she'll be Goreshes as the Exivose. Right. Getrisis legamre, biroi shutnai, ufirushi koshe, amai korri sofikishish, ho habe kushe duro, in rabetam, he korri sofikishish, le korri sofikishish, le shoni garshi vizino, shoni neida, vi yikvi zu ale mi odom kacha, ufirachat, ufirisha kuntres, koshe ktas, e boleo, lomo lo iliove, Shemo Yams, because at that time it was his own. All right. I don't want to go further than that. So we need to. Thank you.
Darling Suvos Khoftal Shvat Hitovshim Membez, February 17, 1982, on Wednesday.
So what was the Avera of David? Of course, the Avera of David was the fact that Rio was killed, and even though Rio was in the head of Malchus, but the Gemara said, Hoyoli David is Sanhedrin, and David did not have him tried, did not have Rio tried for Sanhedrin. So that was the Avera. But the way the Novi said, so it appears that David was not only menesh for the avere of having executed Urio without Urio getting it trial by Sanhedrin, but he was also menesh for taking away Basheva. So the question is, she was a Gush. So I told him after Shia, I told him that there is a love of Reisachmi, Reisachmi Vishis Reach. Now, the love of Reisachmi Vishis Reach applies to a case where a person pressures, let's say, he prevails upon the husband that he should divorce his wife, and then he divorces, and then he marries her. Even though, I mean, when he marries her, she's already a Grusha, but since he manipulated that the husband should divorce his wife, and then, in order that he should be able to marry her, so he's able to say. So Mele, David Avera was an Avera of Isaac. But I didn't explain it fully, because why should he be able to say me? According to Tesla's, that Kolayitzim Mohammed is David, get treated in case of Mishter, a non-conditional get. So that means that Basheva was divorced. She was divorced by me. But if he came back, in no probability Urio would have remarried her. So she was not. So how was he Eve of Isachmed? She wasn't his wife. Now, but from the posik, the reason is why I said that he was Eve of Isachmed, because from the posik, it appears the Novi said to David, "Madua gozisso es vara di shem, lasisso rabbeino, e sorio achiti e kiso vachere." So that's the avere that consisted in the fact that Urio was living shaloi on the day Sanhedrin. Ves ishte lo kachto lo choliisho, ve ishe yorakto bichere bneami. So the Novi mentions Vesishti Lokachto Lokalisha. So the Novi himself referred to her as the wife of Urio, but she was a Grusha. Now, I mentioned several times, I had occasion to mention it, that besides the Kiyanishas of the Grushin, there is a Kiyanishas of the Lashes. Now, let's say by Melech, so the Alochi is that the Melech is Mutar Mitalevich. So it doesn't mean that a Melech is Mutar Mitalevich. I mean, that's inconceivable. A Melech is Mutar Mitalevich because he has a Kiyanishet. And the raya that a Melech has a Kiyanishet in Mitalevich is the fact that according to the Rambam, in regard to the love of Liyadol Inoshim, so the Pelakshim are Nichlal in the Cheshvin. In other words, if he's Macy and Yudches Noshi, so then he's Chayiv Malkis. He's Chayiv Malkis. And the Pelakshim are also Nichnas and Cheshvin. If Pelegesh had been only a Heter, how could they be Nichnas and Cheshvin? So we see from that Pelegesh, a Melech has a Kinyan Ishes. Now, what kind of a Nisar if somebody will be Nisane with the Pelegesh of a Melech? What kind of a Nisa will be either? He will certainly not be Chayim Nisa. He will not be either the love of Lysino or the love of Leishis and Misecho, the city of Shofte. But which love will be either? He will be either, as I said, the same thing the Teisa says in regard to Leishis Akum. So Teisa says the Kasha. Why do we need a special posit? The afilo ishishish, but in ishish leakum, And he says, Lakonza Tesis says, even though vis-a-vis a Yisrael, so there is a Nishes Lakon, if Yisrael is Boalishes Beneach, he's not Chayav Nise, Ashayina Vesinches Reyu Prat Leishes Achiri, but the Yisrael of Vidovat Vishte, the Leishes Chavere, that applies even to Nishes Akon. Now, but the Nakon does not have the Kinyan Nishes of Dushi. So, what is the Kinyan Nishes of Akon? Of Ibn Ayach, so that's a kinyan of nisuyin, of chupe, of setting her aside as his wife. Bulas ba. In other words, so the mele, that means that even that insofar as the isah of vidovak v'ishte v'loideishes chavele is concerned, so that applies not only to nishishish, who is an ishishish with the bush, but even if a woman is an ishishish, not with bushi, but for Kiyan Galaxias, and by the Neach, the whole Ishes is an Ishes of Galaxias, what we call a common law wife. In other words, the fact that he lives with her as husband and wife. So that also comes with the Isha of Idoma Bishte, Viloi Beishes Haber. So the Mele, if someone will be examined with the Pelegesh of the Melech, the language of Melech, he will not believe the Issa of Nisinov, but because Nisinov is based upon the Issa of Kedusha, but he will believe the Issa of the Dovak Vishtei, the Lord the Issa is Havere, just as in Yisrael is Nisamel and Nisha Zakum, so besides the Issa of Yisrael Abu Al Anochis, he is either an Issa of Ishishish also, of the Dovak Vishtei, the Lord the Issa is Havere. So in Mele, it seems, and you'll soon see, I mean, from the Psukim, Yishmuel, that it is so, that now, Kolayetil Mechemet Vizdovit, get Chris's case of Ishte, and it was a get, without any conditions. So the Mele, the Ishes of Pushi, was Poka, through the get. Even though, the Machshove of every soldier who was Yetzel Mechemet Vizdovit was, that if and when he comes back from the war, so then he'll remarry. But he gave her a get is a get. So the male that was Mafkia, the Kianishis of Dushi. But now, let's say, suppose a Melech marries a Gilech, and he has a Kianishis. And then we said that according to the Rambam, even though a Hediat is also a Gilech, and it's an Avera that I say, but the love of Lisiq Deisha is not there. Because just as the Melech has a Kenyan Ishes in the Pelegesh, so by virtue of the fact that he was Miyachet her as his wife, so Ehediat also has a Kenyan Pelegesh. And the Rai is, because the Rambam Paskins like the Mandomar in Gomez, that he Paskins that Yesh Chupa Lipsuis, and the Rambam, mentions that Ligabe, a woman in whom there was chupo without dushi. How can there be a chupo without dushi? So if, let's say, a king go, had chupo with an almono, a king had chupo with an almono without dushi, so then she becomes nifsum lech of the trum. Yesh chupo lepsuiz. But without dushi, how can there be a chupo? The answer is, it's not the king Nisuin, which consummates the niches of Dushi. But it's the key and hoop of Galaxius. Or Galaxius. So is Yesh Chupal Exulens. But that the Kashi was, the Rambam passed since that Nisuin is not Kane in the Nido. So it's Kalchema of logic. If in the Nido, who will be Muteres, Lachasna, to her husband. So still Nisuin is not Kane, Lachaskama the Hamo. Nisuin in Almonolik in Godel or in the Grushalik in Hedyev certainly should be Kene. And still the Rambam passes Yesh Chupal Ipsuleis. The answer is, when the Rambam says that there is no king of Nisuin in Nido because she is Asura at that moment, he means the king of Nisuin that is Gemeya, the Nishes of Dush. So, the Ipsuleis, there is no if she is Asura. Mashenke, the Yesh Chupal Ipsuleis means Chupo without Dushi. So it's the king of Blachus. So just as a Melech had the key initiates of Galactus in a pilgrimage, so a Hedit also. But a Hedit is not allowed because of the self-vision of Kinika Kishisha. But a Hedit, a Melech, so there is a Zakosu that is Muta. That is Muta. But just as a Melech has a key initiates in a pilgrimage, a Hedit also has a key initiates in a pilgrimage. So the Melech, anyone who is Mizane with the pilgrimage, whether it's a Pelegesh of a Melech, or it's a Pelegesh of a Hedit, even though it's Keneged Adin, let's say somebody will be Mizame with a married woman who did not have any Kedushin, but just a common law wife, got married in court. So, besides the Yisrael of Znus, like Tonla Bola Pnuyo, so it will be Mochamo, he'll be even the Yisrael of the Dovak Bishtev Rubeshes Chavere, like a Pelegesh. Because a Hedit also has a key initiate. But a Hedit is not allowed. A Melech has a Hedit. But the same key initiate that the Melech has in the Pelegesh, so a Hedit also has in the Pelegesh. Now, those who are Yetil Mohammed Bizdobi, so they gave a get. But the get was, in order to relieve them of any problem of remaining in Agune, whether because of or because certain soldiers will not show up and they'll be taken prisoners and there will be no raiding, that they were killed, that they died, so the male and the wife will remain Agune. In order to relieve them of all problems, so they gave each one was Yitzhak Mohammed Isdavi, gave his wife an unconditional get. So that get was Mafkia the Kinemishes al Dibushi. But as far as the Kinemishes of Pilatus is concerned, so how is that possible? Let's say a Melech is Mutar B'Pelegesh. Suppose he wants to send away, he wants to divorce her, what does he have to do? He has to execute the get that was written in Mishmo, with all the halachas of get. It's not mentioned, but the Rambam mentions, and that's in Yerushalmi, how is the Ishes that the Deneach has in his wife? Pocket. So the Rambam passes in his Melochim. How is a Eishes B'Neach Nisgaret? Mishi Yitzenu Mibesei V'Yishalchenu La'atzmo Oy Mishetensei Hi Mitachas Reshusei Mikilachlo She'einu Hem Gevesh Bichsar Ve'ein Adom Atomu Boi Mivad Elo Kol Zman She'irtze Hu Oy Hi Lifchei Zem Mizeh Person. So in other words, by the Neach, in the Ishes, in the key Ishes of the Neach of Gula's Baal, which is like Glak Gilegesh, by Yisrael. It's not the Ishes of Dushan. So how does it terminate? At will. Where if the husband decides to divorce his wife orally, he can divorce her, even though she doesn't want. And if she decides to divorce the husband orally, she can divorce him, and the Kianishas is Pokah. So the male, it's Mistaba, that the same thing, what is true of Ashes the Neyah, since the Nishas is not the Nishas of the Bushi, so it is terminated by the will of either spouse, that the same thing is true of the Kianishas of the Lakshus. Let's say, a Melech has a Kianishas in the Pilagesh, so he can divorce her by simply sending her away, and she can divorce him by simply leaving him and telling him she doesn't want him as a husband. It's the same Kianishet. So Mimele, Kolayetzel and Mohammed Bizdobit, so they didn't decide to be separated. They only did it in order to relieve her of problems. She shouldn't remain an Agune. But their intention was that if they will survive and will come back from the Mohammed, then they should remain again husband and wife. But of course, I mean, since a Heliot is also the Pelege, so it goes without saying that all those soldiers who went out on the Hemes Vizdobi and who returned safely home, so they had to be Mikavish again, because the Heliot is also the Pelege. But insofar as the Kianishas of Pelagius is concerned, that's not terminated through a get. It doesn't require a get. In other words, it is terminated by divorcing orally, in other words, by making up the mind that he doesn't want to be, she doesn't want to be his wife, or he doesn't want to be her husband. But in this case, they didn't make up the mind they don't want to be husband and wife. They were still determined to remain husband and wife when he'll come back from Muhammad. And so as far as the Kianishes of Dushin is concerned, that was terminated by get. But as far as the Kianishes of Pelagesh is concerned, that is not terminated by the get, because it could be terminated by get too, if the get also meant that he is not interested in keeping her as his wife. But in this particular case, the get was only given in order to relieve her of problems she shouldn't remain in Agune. But the determination was of both spouses that in the event when he comes back, so they should remain husband and wife. So of course, anyone who came back had to be Mikadisha again, because of the essay. Because of the essay of Kiika Hishisha. So he had to, so the Isser essay of Kiika Hishisha. But the Kianishas of Lakshias did not terminate with the get. Only the Kianishas of the Dushi terminated with the get. But the Kianishas of Lakshias can only terminate if they decide, one of the spouses decides to get rid of that spouse. But here they didn't decide, neither spouse decided to get rid of the other spouse, so melee the Kianishas of Pelagius remained. So that means the Dovid was either the Isser or the Dovak Bishke Loibeshes Haver. Since he was there, since he already had, that since the Kianishas of Pelagius continued, so melee Dovid was also either the love of Misachme, because it's Misaber that if somebody will prevail upon Melech, that he should divorce his Pelagesh, and then in order that he should be able to marry the Pelagesh, so he'll be able to Misachmi, because in the love of Misachmi, Deshet Riacho, which applies to other things also, so it doesn't have to be limited, Dafke, to an Eishes Ish, an Eishes Reyu, that in whom the husband has a Kianishet of Bush, as long as he has a Kianishet, So, in Melech, if somebody will be having a Pelagish of a person, whether it's of a Melech or the Hedit, even though the Hedit is Osa, so it's Osa, so that doesn't mean that it's not even with Achmed. And suppose a woman is married to someone in whom there is Chayav Lav, let's say Mamzeres is Mrs. Yisrael, and then if somebody will prevail upon the husband, he should divorce the Mamzeres. He's not allowed to live with her. But and then in order to marry her, he'll still be able to suffer as long as he has the Kianishes. So Mimele, if somebody will be hanging the Pelagesh of even of a Hedit, even though a Hedit is also the Pelagesh, but he'll still be able to suffer. So Mimele, what Dovid did involved the Nisea of the Pelagesh of the get did not terminate. It involved the love of Misachmi. Now you'll see a remarkable thing. When the Badinovi said, Madua was Isa is Vara Vishem Latis or Rabbeinu, Isovira Hitu et Tus of Acheret, the Sishti Lokafu Homisho, the Isi or Akto the Heret Niamin, the Ato Misoso Heret Lubesho, Adriva, Ekev Kibz is Son, Vatika Hasisha Sovira Hitu is a Homisho. Koya Maravishem, in making Orecho Homi Bisecho, the Lokafi is Mosheho in Necho, Vinosati Reyecho, וישוחת עם השכת, להנה השם הסדאיס, כי אתו עשיסו ועשוסר, ואני אעשה את הדבר הזה נגד כל ישראל ונגד השמש. So, the before explained it, מידו כנגד מידו. So, the dark points out, כי נמקי מולכו רואו מביסכו, ולוקחתו את השכת לעינכו, where was it fulfilled, this age? when Avshalom had relations with the Peregesh of David. So the Eidesh that was meted out against David consisted in the fact that his own son Avshalom had relations with David's Peregesh. Why? Because that was Midah Keneged Midah. Why was the Midah Keneged Midah that case that Avshalom should have relations with David Peregesh, not with David's wife who is married to Tishri? Because Midah Keneged Midah. Why? Because, so according to Rabbi Netam and the culture, so it fits very well, because David himself was not in the Yisrael of Nisino. David himself was not in the Yisrael of Nisino, and of Elisha Samusecho Nisit Nishchof Techobo, but he was able to be there, that one is Eveil, and when he's Bo, Al-Kulegesh Chaveire. So Mimele, so it's Midah Keneged Midah, so Absholem. Absholem had relations with the Kulegesh of God. So we see, so Mimele, so that was the Abeir of God. Alright. Now, Omer Abai, Afanana Metinyon, Psu Onises Reimovi, Reimovi Eim, Reim Chamishi Loi. My time is Mishu Mikru Nedai. So Abaye says that there is a riot from the Mishneh to Chabalozo Saloch that Koina Pesach Pesuach Matsosi is Nemo Leisho. Nemo Leisho. So when he says Mavi Mavi Emi Chamishaloi, my time is Mishu Nedai. Because if she will be married on Thursday, so then between Thursday and Monday, when there's the sitting session, he might call up Ulamar. So the purpose was to prevent Nikura Daite. So why? What? So what are we facing? Are we Cheshish till cool off, so Mimele will not come to Bezin? So Mimele, he will not be Maxi de Ksuve. So what do we care? He doesn't care to give the Ksuve, even though she possibly might have committed adultery. So why should we care? He wants to give the Ksuve, let him give. We might give a Mesa of the Ksuve. Mesa, El Mesa. So the Chachamim will not be less on account of his cooling off. So he'll remain with her, and he'll be the Yisrael, he'll be the same, because it possibly she was Mizaneh, so she's a Asur to him, and he will continue to live with her. El of Yisrael, with Kutoyim, so in other words, as a result of being married on Wednesday, so he will be able to come to Benson before he calls off, and he will time it, the time is truly, and the Mele, he will divorce her. So that means that if he does come to Bezdin, and he presents the time is truly, so then Al-Tidin will have to divorce her. That means Lassur. So, by Shekin, or by Yisrael, Shekibu Gorim Bushi, Pusam Bazim Shon Mechot, so it's a riot that in certain situations, if the husband says, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, So he's an El Lazar of the Kotoyin Tanya. My love is Kotoyin Tanya's Pesach Pesuach. So it's a riot that Oiva Pesach Pesuach Mitzvah is Nemon. And we do not say that he's not Boki. So in Mele, we don't apply the law of Shamash to Rizor. So Gemara says, no, there is no riot to the Blessed Be. Maybe it's not like that. Gemara is not rejecting the Melody. Gemara is only saying, you cannot deduce it from the Mishnah, this thing. Why the Kotoyin time is done? Maybe in the case of Tanya's Pesach Pesuah. So we don't apply the law of Shamash to the Pesuah, because he's not a book. But when the Mishnah says that Pesuah needs to be Mavi in order to prevent the cooling off, so what will be accomplished if he presents his time before he goes off? That in case he has a time that he didn't find out, actually, and then certainly he's booking. So he will not pull off and he will come immediately on the next morning to Beis Din, and if it turns out, and if she's an Eishes Kayan, or is it possible to be a real Bishop for some Egyptian record, so then we divorce. Turned out, let's see the Rashi. Aber dann haben die Jungen die Töten, deshalb besuchen sie auch so lang. Wir haben nur gekommen, ich komme dann, dass ich in die Schabes abo, und mein Tag der Abonnen mich rein dahin. Nein, sie war mal nur, sie war gar nicht da. Aber hier ist ruhig, ich habe so ich habe dann, ich kann das alles so lang. Aume, die Jungen die Töten lassen in der Lolle. Kann es gehen, die Tagen über Garesi. Wir lecken immer mal gekommen, aber das ist so, ach, immer noch gekommen. So there is no right. There is no right. Now, this thing says, even Mesa Brooksuk is a very important thing. Mashma imoyabol bezni, hoyonemon le apsidoxivos, apotisha loisro, olo, loyonemon, mishindis, for we may ma, the shemo in a book in the Pesapasuak, the eikme de Heskaseter, abo we call okay. כשבוסו הפסידו, אף על פי שיש לו מימה שהוא תהיה בפסח פסוח, ויש לו מימה, כמו מימה בחזק עצמו. So, the Gemara says, the Gemara is trying, Rabbi is trying to deduce from the Mishnah that הוא מימה פסח פסוח מצוס, he is not only Israel. And we do not say he is not a book. But we still apply the halacha of Shamrach Terlisu. Because the Mishnah says that the Chachomim were makti, that he should be able to come to present his time in time before he goes off. So, apparently, if he will not present his time, he might be Nichshon Aver. So, what does it mean? Is it because with the Chachomim were makti that he should not have to pay the Ksuda in vain? So who cares? Why should Chachamim makti? If he is willing to give her, even though she's not entitled to it, so why should anyone mind? So obviously, it is because the creed of the Chachamim was because she would be asur on him in case he found the Pesach Pesuach not. So it's much. So Gemara says, even if he said, why should Chachamim be makti? So it's much from this Gemara. That even if we were to assume not like Shabbos, that only in a Pesach Pesuach Matzos he is a inin and a lo etzolo. Why? Because we cannot say, even if we were to assume, that we cannot apply the law of Shabbos Nafshas to Chavir Yisroel. Because he might not be Boki, but, so he wouldn't be Nehemon to Aser her on him, but he still would be Nehemon to be Mafsid Iksu. Now the question is, Morishah, if we are to assume that he is not Nemo Lehotzolo, because he is not a Boki, why should he be Nemo to be Mavzi Teksuve? After all, she is entitled to Teksuve. So the Gemara is making a distinction, that even if we assume that he is not Nemo Lehotzolo, because he is not a Boki, but he is still Nemo to be Mavzi Teksuve. Aber die Schöne ist auch vor jenem Morgen, so von schönen Bocki, der haben so, aber ich hatte gehört, aber mit Kaum, okay, ich sehe, wo ist er, ich sehe, da, aber die Schöne ist auch immer, so geht es, aber so, die ist auch immer, ey, du nimmst das Gemach. Now, why should they distinguish between being Nemo, Leis Holo, and being Nemo, the Hapsi, the Ksuvet, because being Nemo, Leis Holo, if he's not a Bocki, so he cannot say, so we could argue, we cannot apply the law of Shabbat 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 is only in a case, we could say that, where he is absolutely certain. But here, he himself couldn't be certain. He thinks so, but he might make a mistake. So anyway, we don't apply, we could say that in such a case, we don't apply the law of Shabbat 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 since he is the Murzek. And the Isha has to be made see the money from him. So I made some Chavir al Raya. Why? Two, there is a possibility that he's not Boki. But there is a possibility that he is a Boki. So the Meila, she's not entitled. So I made some Chavir al Raya. So the burden of proof is upon her. And until she proves that she was not Mizane, so then he doesn't have to pay her Iksure. So we understand this, why the Gemara says that even if we were to assume that he's not the Israel, but he's Memo Lapsido, because of Amit Mechadir Olavarai. It's the kasha because the maim of siloksuvo, so boave svek sveke. So kiki mu boki mi pesach pesuach in what? Vintim zolim na pesach pesuach ave. So kiki heine, so kiki rots. That relations came the heine. Lui mip svek suvo, so. So from this basis it appears, certainly on the surface it appears, that according to Tesis, one can be made Simon and the other Mugzek on the basis of Svekseke, even though Shmuel says, it's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, but we pass like Shmuel, that in Hilchim alone the Harod, so Amir Hashem Chavirim to Nacha. So, the question is, whether it can be made or not, so Shmuel says, even though there is Rav, the Zagni Rav, the Chish, and when it's Lechrishe, something doesn't make any difference. So, then it makes all the difference in the world, if it's Lechrishe. It makes the difference in the world, all the difference in the world, but since there is a mute who is Zagna Rishchite, and Rishchite doesn't make any difference, so in any moment, so he cannot be made in moment, on the basis of law, so on the basis of law, we cannot be made in. But on the basis of Svekzveke, we can be Meitzi, that this is the Zeshite, that we cannot be Meitzi on the other Mugzek on the basis of Rav. But on the basis of Svekzveke, we can be Meitzi. That's how it is shown, that this is the Zeshite. So he said, so the question is, why does the Gemara say that even if we were to assume that Olim HaPesach Pesach Pesach is the Yemen of Israel, or we don't apply the law of Shamash Yisurei. Why? Because maybe he's not Iboki, but he still would be in Nemon. Lapsidok Sivoso. He still would be Nemon Lapsidok Sivoso. So the question is, why should we name Lapsidok Sivoso? Because true, there is a possibility that he's not Iboki, but there is a possibility that he is Iboki. So in Sophie, she cannot debate him. But there is a Svekseke that she is entitled. Why is Svekseke? Because one topic is maybe he is a Bokin Pesach Pesach. So then she certainly was a Dixon. And Vintim Zoraima, so, topic you are the Bokin Pesach Pesach. And what? Vintim Zoraima Pesach Pesach have and if we say, that he is a Boki, and that he really found the Pesach Pesuach. He didn't make a mistake. So still, there is a possibility that she was Mizame Beides, and even if she's an Ishis Kayan, but she's entitled to Iksube. She's a soul of Baila Kayan, but Iksube she's entitled. So on the basis of Svekseke, she should be entitled to collect. So that means that this Ishita is that you can be made see Mome Yavamuzek on the basis of Svekseke. On the basis of Rav, not Svekseke. So what does it mean? That Svekseke is better than Rav. Now, the Rashbon, the Tshuva says that Svekseke is the same as Rav. He's not a restored. He says it's a Tavon. But it does not necessarily mean Mamish Rav. But it means it's the same concept as Rav. In other words, it's a question of probability. It's the same concept of Rav. But according to Rashbon, so Svekseke is not better and not inferior to Rav, it's the same thing. So according to Rashbo, certainly, since we pass like Shmuel and Hilchim Lomen HaRov, so we cannot be made Simon Svekseke either. Then the Ramban says in so many words, the Ramban, he says in so many words, that we cannot be made Simon on the basis of Svekseke. Furthermore, from the Ramban's Roshni, it appears, even though it's not explicitly spelled out, but it appears from the Roshni of the Ramban that even according to Rav, who holds Hilchim Mamre Harov, and we can be made in Mamre on the basis of Rav, so only on the basis of Rav we can be made in Mamre. But Rav will be made there on the basis of Svekseke, we cannot be made. So in other words, so if we explain things in that way, it seems that there are three shittas of Hashem. The shitta of the Ramban is that Rav is better than Svekseke. Mimele, even Rav who says that the Hilchim Mamre Harov, but Svekseke not. And the shite of the Rashbo is that Svekseke and Rav is ein hach. So according to Shmuel, that we cannot be Meitzi on the basis of Rav, we cannot be Meitzi on the basis of Svekseke. According to Rav, that we can be Meitzi on the basis of Rav, we can be Meitzi on the basis of Svekseke. And this shite appears. So So far, it appears that the issue is that the Tzedek is better than all, more effective than all. With Rov, on the basis of Rov, we cannot be made in Amor Zek, and on the basis of Tzedek, even according to Shmuel, we can be made in Amor Zek. All right, let's explain it that way. So Tzedek says, the Eloina, that he will be Tzedek, we cannot say that even when there is a sex taking. So that's not strong enough to be made in one name, just as a rope is not strong enough. That we cannot say. So we come on the Mishra Stan and Nasti, we wait, may only hear what shall we ask you in the Nas, we all your back in the Kartoyes. So we command before us to come on. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say that she is an heiress and she can collect the ksuvim. In other words, he found that she was not a ksuvim. So then she says, Mishra Stana Yanas. After the heiress, so someone was married. So maybe she is entitled to the whole ksuvim. And he says that he's staying at Hashem, he doesn't know. But he says, no, maybe actually, Erastichmenas. So Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say she's a menace, and she collects the whole soup. She's a menace, and she's a menace. So the Gemara explains it. Why? Because there is the Bori Vishemo, she is the enemy Tanis Bori, and he is the enemy Tanis Shemo. But Hazoke is Misalia her, so the Mele, the Cheskes Aguf is Misalia. So in Mele, she's the menace. And Rabbi Yeshua says, she's not the menace. Rabbi Yeshua says, she's not the menace. Alright. So, Tesis mentions the Rayez that we can be made to Momeni, we can be made to Rexuve on the basis of Srex Eke. So we say, why? Because Kamish Vatan, nothing in Kurash or Askina. We are the Kamish Atoyes. We can only force the Kamu Mekatoyes Mimosai. Our money is law. How many mission days in money are the sex lady? Now, so there is a machlekes. Suppose there is a machlekes on the way. Suppose a woman is mizam, keeping dush, and she didn't tell him that she was mizam. And he was keeping her, the cheskas, psul. And then he found out that she was mizam, and she was a bulon. So there is a machlekes in Gemara as to whether she loses the whole suve, whether it's considered mekachtoyes regarding the whole suve, or it's considered mekachtoyes regarding the ksuve of Messiah. He was mishired himself, a ksuve of Messiah, because he thought that she was a ksuve. But now that he found out she's not a ksuve, so in the middle, she cannot collect Messiah, but money she's entitled. So there is a machlekes. So there is one mandoma who says, that in the case, that even Rabbi Yehoshua, who says, in the case of Mereshutam Yenasti, who are in a little actually Rastet Yenasti, so Rabbi Yehoshua says that she cannot collect the Ksuve, she cannot collect Mosai, but in money she can collect. Even according to Rabbi Yehoshua, who says that she is not the menace, when you pee on a high, so still in money she can collect. Why? Because according to that mandoma, even kinso becheskas psulo v'nitzis bulo, so he's also entitled to money. He's also entitled to money. But the question is, bishwe in the case where he was kinso becheskas psulo and v'nitzis bulo, because two aidim came to Bezin and he testified that they saw that she was Nizami before the Dushin. So they don't understand as to why Roman Doma says she's entitled to a mono, because it's not in the Kaftoyes. In regard to the extent of mono, it's not in the Kaftoyes. But in this case, the same Mandoma says that in this case, where no Eidim came and testified as to his goose, and no one knows when this noose was committed and under what circumstances this noose was committed. So even in this case, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the woman is not menace, we do not say Bori Yishama Bori Odi. The issue is not menace. So she cannot collect Masayu. But mana she can collect. So the question is, why should she be able to collect mana? If we knew that she was Mizanya before Deiris, then she would be entitled, according to that mandona, to the mana. Whether the Otsin or Deiris doesn't make any difference before Deiris. So according to that mandona, she would be entitled to the mana. But we don't know under what circumstances this noose was committed, so there is a possibility that she committed this noose after Deirison and not Deiris, but the Rotson. So then she is a very saldas. If an Ishishish is Mizani the Rotson, of course she is not entitled to Mixule, she is in a very saldas. So she is Yates' Mixule. So the question is, why does Motan Dona say that even Rabbi Yeshua, who says, when you pee on the Chayiv, and she is not the Menes, so she cannot collect 200 zoos, but 100 zoos she collects. Why? Be explaining the case where we know that this noose was committed before Eiras. So she's entitled to collect that mandama. It's not in the Katoya. But here we don't know when this noose was committed. So there is a possibility that this noose was committed after Eiras. And not the Eiras. But the Rotsen, she committed it, and maybe she committed it adultery. The Rotsen, then she's in a very saldas. So she's not entitled to any ksuve. So why does the Gemara say that they call it one mandoma? The mandoma who holds kins of chaskasula v'nitzes bulo. So he's entitled to mono. So in this case, he's even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says lo yipi on echayim, but in mono she collects. But there is a possibility that she committed adultery after Eresin. Birotzen. So then she's in very saldas. She should. So the answer is because there is a svek svek. There is a sexy. One possibility is that maybe she committed snooze before theirs. So it doesn't make any difference before theirs, whether the Hotson or Davis. So she's entitled to mayor, to mono. And then assuming that the snooze took place after theirs, maybe she was forced, maybe she was Nelson. So in other words, since on the basis of sexy, we have to say that the woman was not, did not commit adultery after Eves in the Rotsen. So maybe she is entitled to collect the mono. But if we are going to assume that a woman cannot collect a ksuve on the basis of Svexveike, it cannot collect on the basis of Svexveike, so we have to be Heishesh. Maybe both contingencies took place. First of all, that she committed this noose. This news after Eirasin, and that she committed this news the Rotsen, not Meines. So so why does Rabbi Yehuda say that in Mono she is entitled to collect? So it's a raya that we can be made in Mono, we can be made, can collect Iksubo on the basis of Slexeike. So if so, why does the Mora say here that even if we are to assume, even if we are to assume that Hoyna Pesach Pesuach Mitzos is a Yehuda also, because possibly is not the Boki, but Iksuve is Mapsi. So he's Nemo Lapsi of Tzivoso. Why should he Nemo Lapsi of Tzivoso? Why should he Nemo? Why? Because there is a possibility that he is the Boki. So I mean, but there is a Svek Sveke. There is a Svek Sveke that she's entitled to the Iksuve. One maybe. So Kikimu Boki Pesach Pesuach Emoav. So he should not be never to be Nazis of the country. She should be never to collect the Ksuve on the basis of sex. We can have the first of the Messiah on the Israel. How much is this one? We meet in the Sovkinish's house, for Parsh's house, the Glarus's house, the Ring's house, the Amish, the Svetnik, and the Israel after the Mona, the Ishwaima. Du khosh ich zweck mit dir kai dam. Wie schön heiß weg hier. Ich habe bei ihnen so ja. Du khosh ich zweck mit dir. Du nimmst das doch zu weg. Bei ihnen akit mich in die Schau zu nehmen. Die hast du ja, sie schaffen ja, die dann was wissen. Die mehr ist im Kassinzern. Wo ich aber ich habe, du sie sich an. Wie ich doch zu weg, was tun kann zu immer. Ja, ihr so, was tun kann zu immer, du sie sich. Ich noch kastet nehmen so. Ich sage, wie kommen wir mich schon in den Männes? Was das ich habe da mal wissen hier mehr als ein Gesetzen wo immer wo ich ja etwas sicher wie kommen wir die Schuhe in den Menes macht selbst so was ich habe ich eine Monne ich habe da wohl cool war aber gar der habe sechs Wege so wie du kannst sehen ich habe schon ja kommt so nach das ich im Kartenen sind da so der ist so aber dabei so So, Ellen Vadai, Sophie Venus, Lehoshi, Sophie, they in the Kiddush Nisasanis. Now we have to understand this thesis start. So, thesis start is, it appears that thesis is saying the Inachanam. On the basis of Slexeke, we can be made Simon. But you ask here too, there is this Slexeke, one maybe he's not a book. And the Nimkitzalina is a Boki, maybe Davis. So here we don't have a Slexeke. Why don't we have a Slexeke? Why don't we have a Slexeke? Because even if we assume that it was the Ines, but if the Ines took place prior to Yerushim, then she certainly not entitled the hope to it. Perhaps Mono, but Mosaim certainly not entitled. So what's the answer of this? So the Yeshua Yisubes explains the Terence of Faith says, on the basis of the premise that just as there is a Svexreike in favor of the Isha, there is a Svexreike in favor of the husband. In other words, we have two Svexreike that are diametrically opposed to each other. It's true that on the side of the Isha there is a Svexreike, in favor of the Isha there is a Svexreike. In other words, the Isha wants to collect 200 on the basis of Svexreike. She says, number one possibility is, one possibility is that he is not a boy.
Gimel Ksuvo Schofal Shvat Eitav Shimen Beis, February 14, 1982.
So then, if it is his kingdom, they don't want something, so she does so. But if she says, Nenasti, Nenasti, let's see why she's scared. So she says that Nenasti also needs to be watching Kaden attribution. So then, she is the man. She's the man. And then the assumption in my Mishnah says that the assumption in my now, who says that by she's kidding, she's a sure only by she says. But if she says in the nasty, let's say it's a missy, kidding my Mishnah, or when she's a spoiled kidding by a real Mishnah, who's a Mishnah Yahoo, when she says the nasty, so she's Mutaris, gets the wash of the Yahoo, the Rambam, the Rambam, the Rambam, or the Rambam. And this she is also like that. You saw, which she is also like that. Who says the contrary? So the Magen Mishnah says, the Arishin Vachiri, the Arishin Vachiri, and he says, the Rosh Rambam is Mashmah that way. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. And the Chesed of the Shere Beer.
Aber die Zeug, die du an deine Suche messen, die ich kann schließen, die ich erkenne, die ich erkenne, die ich erkenne,
ואפילו ניקל אחד בשישי מבית שם ברוץ שאנו סומי תרס לישראל ובשל יאו ולפיכו החלטי כאופי על ישראל ולפוס ולפי של ביחד ולתואן שבוצה תוססיש נס אולות מסוף שאיקר לסוף יחד שם בין שם ברוץ מסוף וקיצה שופי לא לחום so he said ויש כאן פרושים סייבו בדעה ששום מספוריה של איש שנבן הסבירים המוקסיצה או איש משרסטן לנסקי הוא נמוד מנחשו זאת אומרת המחלוקים בין רבמיות ובמישועה ובמפסקו הרבמיות זאת אומרת בגלל בקסודי זאת אומרת בו וישם אותו עבודי אם בקורים כתור the bond of the Isha. So they only say, boy, that's the other one. How about this? The nation of Boshim say, if she were to do this in the service of Lord, she done with the body. Don't have a tear or she be dead. We only never raise all our fellow Makreshes, the end is so a shame on the body. In other words, she said it. I will be made with the end of 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 the end מוכסי צעני איזנמץ ויהיה איש אינם פורשים חלוקים בזה ואיפים יהיו ניסוי וחלדם לדולק אלו חודש ואיקי עשוי ומשגיח לא בורר וזה נראה דעספרים והורישים דעסורם והרשבם וחשבות so he says that the Rambam שיטה is like the other chain not like most of the chain not like the Rambam is רשבון דלית from our main thesis so the Ochashuk concept He doesn't understand where did he see the Lashon HaRambam? The people in the gates where she admits, she says, true, you are right, Pesach Pesuach Metzosso. But, Nenaski or Zonisi, Kedem Agushi. So where did he see the Lashon HaRambam that in that case, she's not the man? There is nothing in the Lashon HaRambam that tends to indicate. So the Pashukha says on the contrary, that the Shias HaRambam is like Moses. Whatever the Shia is around me is not the way. Doesn't make a big difference because there is such a Shia. Now, so, last time I discussed it, I don't know whether I pointed out maybe a sentence that I didn't make it clear, but I said at first that there is my greatest Hashemi as to whether that Wahe, I mean, what's the Pshat in the Hashemi who say that she's not the way? We should say in the Hashem be so. If she says Menaski, so we should say in the Hashem be so. So why do some Hashem say that even if she says Menaski, and she's the Emissary time is gone, and the Baal is not the Emissary time is gone, so she's not the Menes, she's still a soul by Isha's hair. If she says Onisi, Kedem Adushno by Isha's soil, she keep your beer pushing Christmas in Shalom Rechot, and she says Menaski. So some machine say that she's not in the list. Why? Why is she in the list? She should be in the list. The answer is because of his daughter Shemel, but not Mishnah. Now, there is an affliction for shame as whether we say in daughter Shemel, but Mishnah, if it's not his Hadikiso. So, Abdullah says in the Chubes, that's told that to your souls in the Bible Gitten, to have a daughter Shemel, as it appears in our text, or they have a daughter Shemel. So if we are gayers, have a Dolce Bravo, so that means Abu Hochre is Hazik is sort of the Shish, have a Dolce Bravo. So that works, when we say Dolce Bravo is a Pogushnari, if it is Hazik is sort, but if it's not as Hazik is sort now, but then the Ram's will say is way Abu Dolce Bravo. So Rabbeinu says that the Ram which it does say, the Ram which it does say, in Gittin with Abel Koyim and Mishmuch it seems kind of she needs your maids so also the whole of Rashi Shebeimon lest she is one of the craves of that woman who the Shliach was Mikadish for the Mishalach so Mishalach so the Ramban says let's say if the Mishalach wants to marry Leah and then the Shaila is not maybe Leah happens to be the sister or the mother or the daughter of the woman whom the Shliach was Mikadish. And suppose, the Ramban says, suppose the sister, the mother, and the daughter, all the sheish babies, come to Bezdin and they say, no, we are not. If our sister, my daughter, or my mother was not, so in other words, that she was not discouraged, so then the Ramban says, he's allowed to marry later. If the mother and the sister and the daughter come to Bezdin and they say that they were not discouraged. And the Ran is masik. Why? Because in Bebe Shulah was Mishnai. So that's the Ran which he does it. Then Rav Gliga says that the Ran in Grushin is Seisar himself. But, so there is a Machlegashim. So Mimele, according to the Rishim, that in Bebe Shulah was Mishnai is only Shaykh. When he says Chazik Yisrael, so we can understand Rav Lina and Tisvis and Rashbo and Ramban and the Mitvo and the Ran, as to why they say that if the Ishe says Menaski, or she says Zonisi Kedem Agdushi, so she's Menes. In Dovah Shabbat Al-Fox Mishnayim, so some of the Shein Machiri. Why? So we have to explain it, because in Dovah Shabbat Al-Fox Mishnayim. So the question is, so why do all these Rishayim say that she's Menes? So, according to the Rishayim, that we say in Dovah Shabbat Al-Fox Mishnayim only when it's Yitzchazek Yisurei, but here it's not Yitzchazek Yisurei. So, Mimele, she's Menes. How about the other Rishayim? Who say like the Ram in Gittin, that the Dovah Shabbat Al-Fox Mishnayim applies even to a case where it's not Yitzchazek Yisurei. So, why do they say that if the Isha says Nenasti or Zonisi Kedem Agdushin, she is Nemeres? So then I mentioned what the Sheikh Meitzer says in explaining Yitzchus Maimoni, let's say a case where a woman appointed Shimon as a Shliach to be Kaddish, let's say Rochel, and then in another city, and then he gave her a Ksavach Shoye, and then he came to the Bezdin of the other city, and the Bezdin of the other city saw the Ksavach Shoye, and he said, all right, you can be Mikadish Rochel for Reuven. And then he was Mikadish Rochel in the presence of Eidim, and the Eidim say that instead of saying Hareyat Mikudeshes, Harey At Rochel, Mikudeshes, Limshal Chi Reuven, so he said, Hareyat Mikudeshes Li. And he says, absent-mindedly he said Li, but he didn't mean to be Mikadish for himself. So the question is, does Rochel require a get from the Shliach? Because the Eidim testified that they heard how he said, Hariyat Mekadesh Esri, so, and no one contested. So, or not. So the Chief Maimoni says, no. So he says that she doesn't require a get. Because, so the Sheikh Shmuel said,